Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the new experience.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality, spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and yes, I've taken a couple of weeks off. You know, the interesting thing about this life, and I talk about following inspiration. There's nothing I should do. There's only what I'm inspired to do. And I have to tell you, all my dear audience, I have to tell you, if I'm not feeling the inspiration, I really try to listen and pay attention to the direction, to my personal GPS. And not to say that all the shows are just the best of the best of the best, but if I'm not feeling like I have something to share or have something to deliver or have something to say, then there's not going to be a show. But listen, it's Father's Day today, and it's a special, special, special Reality Spirituality show. I wanna first of all welcome my new listeners. I know I have new listeners every week, new people finding me. I get the emails. I read the emails, most of the emails. I can't read all of the emails, but I realize that people are finding this show. People are finding Reality Spirituality, and the reason why I'm even saying that is because when you get to a point, and I'm speaking for myself, when you get to a point in your life and you're wanting, feeling something else, something more. There's something missing. There's something missing. Well, for me, that something missing was a feeling, a sense of feeling okay and feeling positive and feeling content and feeling at peace with that person in the mirror. And not only the person in the mirror, but with that person's life. There was a time in my life not too long ago that I was critical about what I did, what I didn't do, how much did I not get done. I mean, it was constant. I don't know if you can relate, but it was constant. It was always, there was never any satisfaction. There was never any sense of, I would have moments of satisfaction. I would have moments of peace. I would have moments of feeling good, but it never lasted. It was an up and down roller coaster. It was life is full of highs and lows, highs and lows. And yes, I am the world's happiness specialist. And what that means is I have gotten to a point where The only thing that's important is my balance, my peace, my inner contentment. That's the only thing that's important to me now. And how does that look and how does that manifest itself in the real world? Well, the practice of wanting to experience more happiness. The practice of wanting to be, of wanting to feel satisfied and okay in every moment. It's not about not doing anything. It's about being okay with life and what's happening in this moment. Let me just get really specific. if you listen to the show, you know I taught fitness 37 years, and yesterday I had one of my favorite classes. I teach a water aerobics class every Saturday morning. I love that class. And a couple of the people in the class have been students in my happiness class. I also teach the importance of happiness, or the truth about happiness. I don't remember what the title is. It's the same thing, the importance of happiness and the truth about happiness. Throw it all in together. And so a couple of my students have been in the class more than one session. So it's before class yesterday, people getting together, talking about the week, discussing what happened during the week. It's really interesting to be conscious and just be mindful and just observe. And my student, who was a graduate of the happiness class, was talking about where she bought her weights, her water weights. And after she gave that information, she also mentioned, just a little mention of, oh, by the way, the website that I bought those weights, they sent me a letter, they sent me an email, and they told me that that website had been hacked. Now, as soon as she said that, it's a statement coming out of her mouth, and as soon as she said it, there was a barrage of questions about websites and websites being hacked. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. I know this is a Father's Day show, so excuse me just for a second. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but what I'm saying is we don't have control over what happens to us, but we have control over what we say, our behaviors, our personal vibration, our personal energy. We have control over all of that. We have control over what type of energy we're creating when we're around other people. And the funny thing about that whole those moments, because it went from talking about using weights in the water and in class to stolen identities, websites being hacked, calling the police. In other words, you can choose what kind of conversation, you can choose any topic that you want when you speak to anyone. And your choice is going to determine what type of vibe, what type of energy, what are you creating. I can choose to talk about the news. I can choose to talk about what I saw on the news, all the bad news. I can choose to talk about my illness, my sickness. I can choose to talk about financial woes, whatever topic. We all have a choice. And with that choice determines what you are contributing to this planet. See, it's not just about the moment having the conversation with another person. It's about your contribution to the planet. Let's stay on that topic. Because contributions to the planet, going back to contributions and influences of fathers. How do you like that tie-in? I was reaching for that one. The same morning, another student, what were we talking about? We're talking about our children. That's right. We're talking about our children. And how proud, I was talking, of course, how proud I was of my son. And she was, this other woman was telling me how proud she was of her children. And I don't know how it came out, but this woman, after we were talking about her children, she said, well, I hope it's not the same as with Trump and his children. Now, that was a statement that came from left field. And the reason why I'm bringing it to your attention is because it's not my job to tell you how you to behave. Why I'm here is to offer different perspectives about how to experience more peace and more happiness in your own life. And one of my observations has been is when you're talking and when you're talking to other people, what are you saying specifically? What is your intention? Is your intention to share common complaints? Is your intention to share positive? Is your intention to share what is your intention of even saying anything? I don't even know if this point is getting clear. But it's very easy to predict. It's very easy to predict what and how people are going to respond based on what you're going to say. Let me give you a perfect example. This is all I'm trying to say in this Father's Day show that we haven't even talked about Father's Day once. Last year, I was walking in a parking lot in February, and I got hit by a car. Yeah, I was walking, and I got hit by a car while I was walking. And of course, I've talked about it on the show before, but one of my favorite stories is to talk about it with a laugh, with a smile. I mean, can you imagine happiness specialist walking in a parking lot, get hit by a car? How am I going to react to that? What have I been what I practiced determined how I reacted to that. But when I tell people, and one of the reasons why I didn't even tell anyone that I got hit by a car, when I tell people that I got hit by a car while I was walking, the first reaction is, ah, right? Or if I tell people that somebody close in my family, a sibling, a parent, a grandparent, that they die, what is the response? It's a collective robotic response of, oh, I'm sorry for your loss. My point is this. What you say and what you say, be mindful, this is my point, be mindful of what you're saying and why you're saying it. That's it. That's the whole point. Father's Day. If you've listened to the show, you know that I've talked about the day I buried my father was one of the most happiest days of my life, and let me explain that for my new listeners. Ralph Norrington, my father, the last few years of his life, I would say the last 3 to 4 years of his life, he was challenged by having hydrocephalitis, which parallels Alzheimer's, which is dementia. And so he got to a point where, you know, he had to go to adult daycare. He gradually, his life, he gradually got more and more dependent, and he could not take care of himself by himself. So started off with going to adult daycare, so he was occupied during the day. And then it also continued on to now he's not as healthy, and now he's, you know, going to be in a facility. And he was in a facility, well, prior to being in a facility for, you know, people that need special care, he was stayed at my mom's house, and she wanted my father at home. She didn't want him in a facility. So, but gradually he got to a place when he was at home that he was down to 114 pounds, and we called hospice, and you know the doctor said my father had in 2006. The doctor said my father had 2 weeks to live, 2 weeks to 2 months to live. He was down to 114 pounds. Put him in hospice care. He was, you know. And with that, in hospice care, because of the stimulation and because of the people visiting him and because of the continuous nurses coming in and out, doctors coming out, getting alterations, my father started feeling stronger. He started socializing more. As soon as he left that house, as soon as he left that environment where he wasn't getting enough stimulation, he actually got better and got healthier, and he lived for another year and a half after he was put in hospice. Now, with all of that said, my father was a big influence on my life while I was growing up. I remember being afraid of him. I remember respect. I remember thinking that he knew everything. I remember thinking that, boy, he knows everything about everything. And I also remember that my father was one, you know, when I was growing up, that I got spankings. I mean, physically, lay on the bed, take the belt off, wrap the belt around your hand, and you have maybe about, what, 1 foot of strap left, lay on the bed, and then the beating would happen until I started, oh, gee, now I'm going to start crying. And it was a beating, too. I remember having black and blue marks on my back and on the back of my legs and on my butt. And my last spanking, beating, was at 17 years old. You heard me, 17 years old. Now, none of that shit would have flown in today's time. He would have been arrested. And it's not that I'm sitting here and pointing fingers and saying why and look at this is what happened and why it happened. But at this point in my life, there was a reason for all of it. There was a reason. There is a good reason that came out of all of it. And the reason for me is I knew I was never going to spank or hit my son. Ever. Now, we're all so different. And what breaks one person gives another person strength. What can demoralize one person, another person feels power from it. A perfect example is the sports. I like my basketball and my football. And there's a lot of athletes that actually have more motivation when they're told that they can't do something. And they have more motivation when they're told that it's impossible. And they have more motivation when they get criticized. I was the opposite. I'm the opposite type of person. I feel better about myself when I have people supporting me as opposed to criticizing. But I didn't realize any of that until I got older. I didn't realize that that's what I, quote unquote, needed as a child until I got older. So I've looked back on my life and I've said, you know, if I would have designed or outlined the perfect father, it would have been a man who encouraged and said, you can do anything you want. In other words, no restrictions, because one of the things that my father, which is a lot of parents do, is he wanted me to go on a path where he thought was best for me. He thought he knew what was best for me and my life. Can any of you parents say that you think that you know what's best for your child and their life and their lives? One of the things that my father preached and said, you have to have an education, you have to go to college, you have to go to college, you have to complete college. Well, one of the reasons, big reasons why he wanted me to go to college was because He never went to college. And he wanted to be able to say that his daughter or his son or his children went to college. That was really important to him. And it was important to him because where he came from, a college education was huge in his community, was like wearing a crown. It was a big deal to have a college education, to have that degree. Now, in reality, that was his perception. So in reality, a college education doesn't mean that for everyone. And the college education isn't important for everyone. And I have to say that I felt controlled by my father for a while. And the reason why I knew I felt controlled is because I made decisions based on what I knew would make him happy. Going to college, buying my first car, which had to be an American-made car. I've talked about that before. Had to be an American-made car. You don't buy a foreign car when you're living in the United States. That's what he felt. And so, understandably, I can't buy a foreign car. You know, my father's not going to be happy about that. He can't buy a foreign car. So the first car that I purchased for myself, because I did I got my mom's car when I graduated high school. But the first car that I bought for myself was an American car, and it was only an American car because I knew that would make my father happy. I wanted one of those Nissan Zs. I wanted a Z. I wanted one of those sports cars. And instead, I bought a Oldsmobile. Can you believe that? An Oldsmobile, 4-door. How old was I? I was in my early 20s with an Oldsmobile 4-door car. And I'll never forget, my parents were out of town, and I was picking them up from the airport in this used Oldsmobile. Oh, that was another thing. Never buy a new car. A new car, as soon as you buy it, as soon as you drive it off the car lot, it's going to depreciate by, I don't know, thousands of dollars. So you never buy a new car and always buy American. That was drilled in my head probably before I bought, while I was 3 months old. And I remember thinking, I don't even like this car. I picked my parents up, and my father said to me, "Now you're smart. Now you're thinking. Good job." But I felt like crap. I didn't even like the car. And I don't know how I did it or what kind of reasoning I used, but after a couple of days, I took that car back and I returned the car and I purchased my sports car. And that was the first time I think I might have been in my early 20s, late teens. That was the first time in my life I started making decisions for me without his influence. The second time I remember making a decision and not being influenced by my father was, or at least being more conscious of it, was I remember taking a test. It was a personality test, and it had over 100 questions. And the name of the book was Please Understand Me. You know, listen, I've been looking for me forever, searching for me, searching for answers forever. And I remember I was same age, early 20s, and I remember taking this test with all of these questions and of course, I was knocked out of the studio. Listen, I'm having internet connection challenges today. And before, you know, of course, I could have made this announcement before I'm having internet connection issues. But I want to say that in July, there are going to be 5 Saturdays in July, starting July the 1st. All the way until the last Saturday in July. I will be live on Seattle's Alternative Talk Radio on KKNW 1150. And I'm going to be hosting for 2 hours. I'm really excited about it. It's going to be a live show. We're going to have audience people calling in. Your calls, your phone calls are welcome. I just wanted to make that announcement. The other announcement I want to say is Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. You can follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. Facebook, Reality Spirituality. Again, you are a physical example of the universe. You're always changing. You're always growing. You're always in constant potential to expand. Be patient and be kind to self. Be your own best friend. You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. It is about the journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Happy Father's Day. It sure is a quick ending, isn't it? Technical difficulties again. Let me end the show by saying this. My father's influence on me was exactly what I needed to get to this point, was exactly what I needed to get to this place in my life right now. Was exactly what I needed another technical I'm not even sure if this is going out. Where was I? Because I keep getting these red flashes, and they're not my hot flashes. There's red flashes on the screen here. Okay, anyway, let me just carry on with this. The influence that he gave me was exactly what I needed to be the person that I am today. Without my father and his everything he was, from a man who really felt comfortable in his own community and didn't feel as comfortable outside of his community, to a man who was a self-made real estate mogul, a man who never bragged about self, a man who was influenced a lot of others, and a man who touched a lot of other people, and a man whose heart and whose intention was always to share what he learned. And regardless of his ideas and agreeing with some of his ideas, and some of his ideas were, quote, as the kids say, whack, whack. Ralph Norrington is one of the reasons why I'm doing what I'm doing today. What I'm good at, my purpose, my destiny, is to share with as many people who listen, from 1 to 500 million, from 1, it doesn't matter the number, from 1 to infinity, how's that? What I wanted more than anything in my life when I was younger was to be happy. And this drive, this commitment to being happy has taken me all the way five plus decades. And that constant working at it, wanting it, committed to it, drive was my father's example, because anything that he really wanted, he committed to. It doesn't have to be what I think is important, because I think the most important thing is happiness and prioritizing happiness. It doesn't have to be that. It's whatever you find unique in your life that's important to you. It's a commitment to self. It's a commitment to growth. It's a commitment to being and expanding and being as much me as I can be while I'm here. What does that mean? Every day it's going to be different. What's the future plan? Who knows and who cares? It's not, doesn't my concern. My satisfaction comes from the present moment, not from the past and not from the future. And in this present moment, on Father's Day in 2017, I can say I'm proud. And I can feel that my Father is watching. I'm not going to tell how he feels, because that's his business. I'm getting his business, but yeah, I'm
yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh yeah.